Is this your favorite kind of sermon? Is this your favorite kind of sermon? Yeah, I think so. I have a question for you, and I want a show of hands, okay? And adults, you can participate in this too. Do you remember your baptism? Do you remember it? I kind of do. So here's another question that you might think of when you hear that question. Do you remember your baptism? Have you seen pictures of the day of your baptism? Has anybody seen pictures of the day of their baptism? I don't have pictures of the day of my baptism, but I have pictures from the Easter Vigil several years ago when my kids were baptized. There's some really fun pictures in here. Look at this one. Look at that one right there. You see Jonathan? He's like a little baby. Look how small he is. Right there. Look at him right there. You see that new fire? That's because Father Keith made it, and he knows how to make a new fire really, really cool. Like a really, really big, fat new fire, okay? Here, let me show you some other pictures. Here is, let's see here. Here's Jacob, just as he's getting down into the waters of baptism. Isn't that cool? Here's one of my favorite pictures. This was when Jonathan was screaming when he was in the waters of baptism. How many of you guys, when you were born, were screaming when you were born? You might have to ask your mom about that someday, okay? See that? He's crying, and I'm holding him, and we're all laughing. It was a good day. It was in the middle of the night on a Saturday night, what everyone wants to do, right? Okay? So sometimes when we think about remembering our baptism, we think about pictures. We think about the event itself. Some of you are like my older brother and like my younger sister. You can remember everything. They remember, I mean, I'm serious. They probably remember the day that they were actually born. They have a memory like a steel trap. I can't remember anything. So when I think about remembering my baptism, if I'm thinking about remembering the day that I was baptized, I don't have any pictures. I certainly don't have any videos. Those were very new in the 1980s. You guys know the 1980s. You guys have watched Bluey, right? Okay, so here's the question. Is that what it means to look at pictures or remember the day of your baptism? Is that what it means to remember your baptism? And I think that's one of the questions that our gospel story that Deacon Derek just read for us answers. It helps us to answer that question. So just before what Deacon Derek read for us, this is what Luke says. He says, it was the day of preparation, and the Sabbath was beginning. So it was Friday. You remember Good Friday just a few days ago? And it was entering into Saturday, which is the Sabbath day. So he's talking about yesterday. And then he says that the women, which later in Luke 24, he says that was Mary Magdalene and Joanna and Mary, the mother of James. And then he says all the other women. So a lot of women. He says that the women who had come with Jesus from Galilee, followed. They followed on that Saturday, yesterday, and saw the tomb and how his body was laid. And then they returned. They went back to their homes and they returned and prepared spices and ointments so that they could anoint his body. And on the Sabbath, they rested according to the commandment. So all of that happened on Saturday, right before Easter Sunday. And so then this is where Deacon Derek just read, and I want you to hear this story again. But on the first day of the week, that's today, that's Sunday, it's the first day of the week, it's Resurrection Day, at early dawn, so really early in the morning, they went to the tomb, they took all those spices that they had prepared with them, and they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they went in, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. He rose in the middle of the night. That's why we were here last night in the dark of night celebrating the resurrection. Because sometime in the middle of the night, the light of the world broke into the darkness. He rose again. That's why we were here last night. So they got there. The tomb was empty. And while they were perplexed, they were confused. What in the world? I just saw him get buried. They rolled a huge stone in front of this tomb. How did he get? Where is he? Behold, two men stood by them in dazzling apparel. They were angels. They were angels. Two men in dazzling apparel. And as they were frightened and bowed their faces to the ground, these men, these angels said to them, "Why do you seek the living among the dead? He's not here. He is what? He is risen. He is risen," they proclaimed. "Remember," they told these women, "remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified and on the third day rise." That's what he told them to remember. Remember this. And what does it say in verse 8? And they, these women, they're perplexed. They're maybe even terrified. They remembered his words. Whose words? The angels? But whose words did they remember? Jesus' words. Now, a lot of us think that when we say, "Remember your baptism," and that's new to a lot of us here in this room, that phrase, "remember your baptism," that it means that you should pull out a picture book or else have that picture playing in your minds, and that's part of it, right? It's fun to pull out picture books. It's fun to tell the story. I love telling the story over and over again until he gets really, really old and he's not gonna like it, but I love telling the story of Jonathan freaking out at his baptism. It's so much fun. That's definitely part of telling the story. 2,000 years ago, there was a church in a place called Ephesus, and they were faithful in a whole lot of things. It was a really good and faithful church. The Apostle Paul founded it, and he wrote letters to them celebrating them. But late in his life, St. John, or the Apostle John, he wrote a letter to the church in Ephesus, and he said this to them. He said, you church in Ephesus, you have abandoned the love you had at first. Remember what you had forgotten. Why am I reminding you of the Ephesians? Why am I saying that? Because a lot of us adults, a lot of us in this room, we have a very romantic view of love, and of our faith, and of Christianity, and all of these things. We hear what John wrote to the church in Ephesus, and I think when I say, "Oh, you've forgotten the love you had at first, remember it," what I hear is, I have to remember that first moment when Jesus swept me off my feet in love for him. You think that's what I think of. I think about that. I have a very romantic view. And I fell in love with Jesus at the start. I got to remember that when that first day when I was baptized as a Christian, when I had a lot of enthusiasm for him. But that is not what remembering is all about. That's not what these women are exhorted to remember when the angels declare to them, "Remember." And they remembered. That's not the remembering that we need. We don't need to fall in love over and over and over and over again. Although that's okay. It's okay to tell the story of first love or first screaming at baptisms or something like that. These women had been with Jesus for a long time. That's what the angel said to them. All the way back to Galilee, they said. All the way back to Galilee. And the angel said, "Remember what Jesus said." Now, Jesus said many things in Galilee. In Luke's gospel, he records a lot of them, but one of the things that Jesus said right before he turns his face to Jerusalem is he told all of his disciples and the Marys and Joanna and all the women and all the apostles, they were all there with him, and he said, "I have a baptism to be baptized with. I'm going to another baptism. And how great is my distress until it is accomplished." I think the women, the angels are going, "Remember back to Galilee. Remember what Jesus told you. Jesus says, I'm going to go to not my baptism with John and the Jordan, but I'm going to the baptism of my crucifixion. I'm going to my baptism of my death." And then what happens after the death on Easter Sunday? What happens? He rises again. What happens after you go into the waters of baptism? You stay there? No, you come out. So that's why, that's what they're calling them to remember. So baptism and Pascha or Paschal or Easter or Passover, all of these are connected. You guys see this big candle right here, the Paschal candle? That's a big candle, isn't it? This is a 3-inch candle. I couldn't buy a 2-inch candle anymore, so they made me buy a 3-inch candle. This candle will be burning for a long time, but we don't light this candle very often. Do any of you know the other times that we light this candle? We lit it last night. Yeah. We don't light it at Christmas, actually. That's kind of crazy, though, isn't it? We don't light it at Christmas. There's two other times, and I don't expect... Baptism, Des, you got it. At every baptism, we light this candle. And what's another day that we... You guys, this is a really surprising one. What do you think? It's a hard one. This is a hard one. Easter Sunday, definitely Easter Sunday. And every baptism, any other guesses? I bet you most of the adults don't know the answer in the room. Not Palm Sunday. There's a lot of cool Sundays. There's a lot of cool feast days that we don't light this. You know when we light it? At funerals. Resurrection Sunday, baptisms, and when you die. That's when we light this Paschal candle. That's when we remember our baptism. And we can do that anytime. Most of you, if not all of you, got a candle when you were baptized. So you can light that candle and remember your baptism any Sunday. You should remember your baptism all the time, okay? But on these days, when we remember and we have to answer this question, and many of you kids know this answer to this question, what is our only hope in life and death? Does anybody know the answer to that question? Jesus? What, does anybody remember what the answer is? But we belong to God. What is our only hope in life and death? That we are not our own, but we belong to God. So baptism and Easter, they both point us to Jesus, who the Apostle Paul says, he is the true Passover lamb. He's the true Paschal lamb. And he covers us in the baptism of the waters, but also, and most importantly and centrally, in the baptism of his crucifixion. We're cleansed by his Passover sacrifice once for all. He cleanses us of sin. He defeats hell. He defeats hell and he defeats the evil one. That is what we're remembering when we come to baptism. So remember your baptism. It doesn't mean remember how much enthusiasm you had at first. It doesn't mean remember all of those things that you said. It doesn't remember all those things that you learned maybe before your baptism or after your baptism so that you could pass a test. It doesn't mean any of those things. Remember your baptism is remembering this story that we heard this morning. It's remembering that all of our life and even our death, if we are going to have any hope at all, it is in who? It's in God, in Christ, in Jesus. Everything points to him in death or in life. Our baptism points. So remember Jesus. So what did those women do in the story? Right after they heard this proclamation from the angels and in verse 8, and this is a really good verse to memorize, and they remembered his words. That's a short verse. They remembered his words. And in verse 9, what did they do? What did they do remembering his words? And returning from the tomb, Mary Magdalene and Joanna and Mary, the mother of James, and the other women, what did they do? They told all these things to the 11 and to all the rest. Who was not at the empty tomb at first? Jesus wasn't there. Yeah, he was gone for a moment. Yeah, he was gone. They thought he might be the gardener. They see him in other places. But the apostles weren't there. They didn't see, but these women saw. And they went and told the apostles. They remembered and they told. 50 days after Easter, all of these women, along with not just 11 apostles, but now 12 apostles again, would be baptized with water and spirit, and they would tell this story again. They would remember this story. They would now remember their baptism. And what is the story? We proclaim it every Sunday when we come to that table. What do we say? Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. That's what remembering your baptism is all about. That's what we mean. Remembering your baptism. Looking at pictures of your baptism is great, but you can look at those pictures, and I want you to tell the story of Jesus's victory for you and for me and for everyone who will come to the waters of baptism with faith and repentance. That's what we're doing here today. And in just a moment, you guys can go ahead and start making your way down if you want, because you guys are all sitting in the back up there. So it's Rosie and Cohen, and I think Maggie's going to come up as well. In just a moment, Cohen is going to be baptized, and I want you guys to stay up here. I want you guys to stay right here. He's going to be baptized with all of us around him, remembering your baptism, remembering that Jesus is your only hope in life and death. And I want you to remember those words of Jesus. And who do I want you to tell those words to? Maybe next Sunday, maybe next year, and maybe over the next years. Who can we tell that story to? His name starts with a K, and he's about to get baptized. Cohen, you guys get to be a part of remembering your baptism and telling the story of the gospel of Jesus to Cohen, so he can grow up and tell that story too. He can put his faith in Jesus, and he can declare, my only hope in life and death is that I am not my own, but I belong to Jesus. Amen? Amen. All right, you guys, back up just a little bit, scoot a little bit away from the font, and I'll get you guys closer here in a minute.